So watching the Winter Olympics or any winter sport, is there something that sticks out to you that you'd love to try? Like, what about speed skating? Did you know there's an event coming up on Sunday that you could actually do that and at the same time help out a great cause? We're chatting with Craig Bieber.
Speed Fuel is an outdoor event that's put on by Speed Skating Manitoba for Winnipeggers to come out and try the long track speed skating oval. It's called the Susanock Oval. And Alex, there are many Winnipeggers in town that aren't aware we even have an oval. Many would like to try it out. And so we're opening up the oval, notwithstanding we have regular public skating hours, but for the fifth year out of, I guess, 6 years because of the pandemic, we're opening up the oval, which is a 400-meter sheet of ice for long track speed skating, to anybody that wants to come out and try it, including yourself if you want to.
You know, many times watching the Winter Olympics going, I'd love to try that. I can't imagine skating on those. I have a hard time just with the regular boy skates.
They are hard, but so a regular hockey skate would be 12 inches in length approximately, and speed skates would be somewhere from 14 to 18 inches in length. It's a completely different skate.
Totally
a hockey
is.
Skate is a rocker type skate, and the speed skate is a flat skate, and so you can't stop the same way on a speed skate that you would on a hockey skate. So it's fun to watch people say, well, let me try these speed skates, and they get out on the ice, and they need people to hold them up on both sides of them.
Not only is it open to try it out, but also you're supporting the Children's Hospital.
Yeah, there's a group of gentlemen in town called the Aces, led by a gentleman by the name of Tyler Dara, who has a connection to speed skating, and asked us last year to say, could we be part of this event and have people donate and bring and allow them to bring further awareness to that cause. And we said yes, and it turned out to be a very very successful. The nine gentlemen are back again.
Nice.
Along with the same charity, Children's Hospital.
Great. And the oval's on Sargent Avenue, 999. What else do people need to know about the event?
Well, it is called Skate the Oval, so we definitely want them to bring skates. The majority of people do bring their own skates, and it's generally hockey skates. We do provide the opportunity for them to try speed skates. Dress warm, of course. And for the kids, we'd invite them to bring helmets.
Yes.
So skates, dress warm, their helmets. We'll provide hot chocolate. We have Skate the Oval toques
for
the first 250 kids that show up. We'll have a radar gun to test. So if the kids think they're going to go fast, well, we'll show them how fast they're actually going.
Right.
We'll have lots of music in the background. And we may even do a demonstration, as we've done in past, with the provincial team speed skaters, just to show people and allow them maybe even be introduced to the sport and just how fast these skaters go around this track.
It's true. You can see it on TV, but seeing it up close, you really get the appreciation.
Well, to give you an indication, I was introduced to speed skating in 2001, so 21 years ago, when Mike Ireland was in town. He had just won a world record for the 1,000 meters, and we had a Mike Ireland day, and he went out and did a demonstration, and on one of his laps, he was going as fast as a car would go down Cordon Avenue.
No.
He was doing close to 35 miles an hour on the backstretch.
Well, if I try it out, I definitely won't be going that fast. Anyway, sounds like fun. Skate the Oval this Sunday starting at 3 o'clock over at the Susanock Oval. Thanks again, Greg.
Thank you, Alex. We look forward to seeing you there and anybody else that wants to join us.